Then I told him about my perfect moment in the Indian Ocean, and he listened, raising an eyebrow and putting his pipe down. He turned to me and said, "Spaulding, the sea's a lovely lady when you play in her, but if you play with her, she's a bitch. Play in the sea, yes, but never play with her. You're lucky to be here. You're lucky to be alive." I believed him. And I went to bed and slept like a kid again in Jerusalem, Rhode Island. The entire bed rocking. Sand in the bottom of the bed, wrapped in the arms of the sea. Fantastic sleep. And the following day I got up, and a little kid was raging inside of me, and the adult was there too, saying I should go home. And the little kid is going, "More, more, get more, where that came from, stay, stay, stay." And the adult is going, "I've had my perfect moment, it's time to go." And I thought, how will I get out of here? How will I be decisive? And I thought, you know, maybe I'll try acting like a decisive man. If I can't be one, I'll act like one. And I went out of the hotel and said goodbye to all my mates, as though I were going. "Goodbye, mate. We'll work together again one day. Hey, you better believe I believe in this film." Fucking A. "Hey, big guy, you look out for those whores and don't you drink too much. We'll meet again." All right. I got to Athelfugard and he looked right through me. "So, Spaulding, you're leaving paradise after all." I said, "Athel, you know, I woke up this morning, I was thinking I had a magic mushroom." "Spaulding, go back to Renee. She's a lovely lady. Take what you've learned here in Thailand back to Crumville." "There is no difference between Thailand and Crumville." I wanted to believe him. I also wondered who he'd been studying with. So I did it. I got in the car for the final ride to the airport. And as I was riding, I felt like I was going to the gallows. I couldn't believe it. Why was I doing this? Why did I feel mainly, why did I feel so inflated? I'd been there eight weeks and I'd worked 8 days. Was waiting that difficult? I felt all puffed up, but on the way I thought, my God, I will never see a little piece of heaven like this again. This is the end. And as I was riding, I said a silent benediction, a silent farewell to all that I had had and would miss. Farewell to the fantastic breakfast, free every morning. You walk down and there they are waiting on you with the papaya, mango, and pineapple like I'd never tasted before. Farewell to the Thai maids with the king-size cotton sheets and the big king-size bed. Farewell to the lunches, fresh meat flown in from America daily. Roast potatoes, green beans, and roast lamb at 110 degrees under a circus tent, according to British Equity. Farewell to the drivers with the tinted glasses and the Mercedes with the tinted windows. Farewell to the cakes and teas and ices every day exactly at 4 o'clock. Farewell to those beautiful, smiling people. Farewell to that single fresh rose in a vase on my bureau in the hotel every day. And just as I was climbing into that first class seat and wrapping myself in a blanket, just as I was adjusting the pillow from behind my head and having a sip of that champagne, just as I was adjusting and bringing down my Thai purple sleep mask, I had an inkling. I had a flash. I suddenly thought I knew what it was that had killed Marilyn Monroe.